Well, yeah, as we always do, just begin first by dipping our toe, then our foot, and then, you know the swim instructor will just throw you into the deep end. No, so the way that this is going to go is let's just begin by noting that the process of sota really has three different elements to it. There's kinui, which we're going to talk about, where you have, and that's going to be the main subject today, we have a husband who, let's use for now, the language of warning, even though the Gemara itself wants to discuss what exactly does that expression mean, kinui, the language of kinna, zealousness. So we're going to have a whole discussion. Is this a good thing? Is this maybe not a good thing? Maybe it depends, as we'll see based on a Yerushalmi cited by Tosis. Maybe it depends on the circumstances to a great extent. You know, how is this being done? In what spirit is it being done? Etc. That could be a very, very important factor in making the assessment. So the kinoi, as we'll see, is subject to discussion as to how it needs to be done in front of witnesses. And then we have what's called stira, right? Going into privacy, seser, with the individual regarding whom the husband, you know, warned the wife that he was uncomfortable with her maintaining this kind of a liaison. And then we'll talk about the stage of tumah, if we actually have, you know, Adim who can verify that there was an illicit act. Maybe there you don't even need two Adim, maybe because the process is already so far along, maybe you could say that an Eid Echad is going to be sufficient for that, but all of that will need to be clarified. So just like when it came to Nazir, remember we started out by talking, hopefully this brings back good memories, we talked about the three dimensions of Nazir, we talked about Tumah, namely Tumas Meis, we talked about Giluach HaSeyar, shaving the head, and we talked about Kol Asher Yasa Migefen HaYayin, and we wanted to know, like, you know, which part of the process is the most definitional. So the same thing is really true, you know, when it comes to Sota, same, but analogously, we want to find out, is it kinoi that really is the most dispositive element? Is it stira? From that moment on, we really, you know, are very concerned. What about tuma itself? Let's say we have an aid or multiple witnesses that establish for us that, you know, something very unfortunate happened. And let's just review one point further before we get into the actual text of the Mishnah and the Gemara, that once a married woman has been established to engage in relationship with, an intimate relationship with another man, so there's an Isser Labal, Isser Labal, and an Isser Latruma, meaning that she can no longer continue her marriage, okay? She can no longer continue her liaison, which I think we just, again, that was not to say there was a permission structure to do so beforehand. If she was married to Cohen, she can no longer have the Truma, even if she said, okay, well, we're not going to continue the relationship, but we'll still be friends, you know, as it's, it does happen to you, Elisheva, you chuckle, but I don't think you even need to be in the rabbi. It's a very strange world, I'm not kidding. So, you know, the halacha is that she, you know, cannot be married to this man, and the halacha dictates that if he's a Kohen, he can't just, you know, be dropping off, you know, truma, you know, let's go out for lunch, we'll do truma, you know, truma Tuesdays or whatever, meatless Mondays, truma Tuesdays, it's not going to work. Okay, so Ken's enjoying that, you know. This is not within the halacha. Okay, so the Mishnah says hamikane liishto. There's going to be a discussion. Hamikane may be b'di'evet. So Rabbi Lazar hamikane le'al pishnayim, two witnesses, umashke al pi'ed echad. But the process of going forward is going to require only one witness. Meaning, you need two witnesses in halacha, but two witnesses got the process started. Ol pi'atzmo, or even he himself. Rabbi Shomer mekani lal pishnayim umashke al pishnayim. Now you still need two witnesses. So Kate said mekani lal. How is that process effected? Omer lal bifnei shnayim al tadabri mishploni. Okay, if she said to, she was told not to speak to this individual, but dibra imo adain him mutaras lebesam mutaras lechol betruma. No harm, no foul. However, nichnasa imo lebesa seiser v'shasi mo kidei toma. If she was in seclusion with this person for this sufficient amount of time for them to have an intimate relationship. Now, we don't know what happened, but she did so. Asura levesa, that creates an isra labal, v'asura lechol betruma, v'imeis, and if the husband will die, so because she was omed be'isura, she was omedes, excuse me, be'isura, she was in a point where she was no longer able to be with her husband. If he would die, his brother wouldn't step in for purposes of Yibum. Choletzes velo misya bemes. So the Gemara tells us, Mechti, Tana mi Nazir Salik, the previous Masechta was Nazir. My Tana de Katana Sota, ki the Rabbi, the Tani Rabbi Omer, la menismecha parshas Nazir, the parshas Sota, lomer lecha, shekol haroa Sota, bikil kula, yozir atzmo min hayayin. Right? We dealt with this in the introductory shir for those who were able to attend or to listen, that anybody who would see the terrible things that go on with the Sota would immediately abstain from yayin, from wine. Again, this is a very important point. I can't emphasize it enough, even though, again, people are unfortunately dismissive and mizalzel today, whether it's alcohol, whether it's cannabis, or people think it's all, a big joke and, a bunch of prudes and, but what's old is new and what's new is old. And that Chazal were very, very, very concerned about these abuse of these substances. And, we could understand why somebody would become a Nazir when you see the poor decisions that people can make under the influence. Okay, so if that's true, v'listi sota, v'hadu listi Nazir, so the Gemara gives something of a technical answer. So I'd tana ksubos, v'tana hamadir, right, the person, that's the subject in ksubos, of a person who, forswears his wife certain benefits, tana nidarim, I'd tana nidarim, tana Nazir, right, because as we know, Nazir is a subcategory of Nadarim. Isha Isha Kiafi Lindor Nedar Nazir. The Dami Nadarim Uktani Sota Kidarabi. So, all right, so a little bit of a technical, answer to that Smichos HaParshios. HaMekane. So, stops for a second. Okay, I don't know. It was a little bit of offensive actions on the part of the GRU, but I think we're okay now. So Mekane, the Eved in, sounds like it's, you just went ahead and did this. L'chad chilalo. So it sounds like you can't do this. Kasavra tana didan, asa l'kanos. Wow. Maybe a husband should never do this. I'm Rishon Barav Yitzchak, Yav HaPasach, Reish Lakish Besota, when Reish Lakish would start to learn Masach Tesota, a critical point for today, the first critical point, Amar Hachi, and Mizavgin lo'lo, the Idm Isha, Elu l'fi Masav, Shinemar, he says, the reason that she's behaving this way is that he deserved it, right? So maybe the whole process of kina really is as much a reflection of him as it is a reflection of her. This is part of what we touched on, at the very beginning of the introductory shir. So Rabbi Berchana B'Yochanan V'kashin L'Zavgan K'kriyas Yamsuf. Right, this is a famous line. That zivugin, creating shiduchim, is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf shenemar Elohim Moshe v'chidim beisam motzi asirim bekoshros. So ini, is this really so? V'am Rabbi Yehuda Merav, arba'im yom kodim yitzira savlad, bas kol yotzeis v'meres, bas ploni l'ploni, bayis ploni l'ploni, sada ploni l'ploni, it's all like predetermined. So lokashya, ha bezog rishon, ha bezog sheni. So maybe this is the difference between a first marriage and a second marriage. The first marriage, you benefit from a little bit of this, predetermination. The second marriage, it's kasha kikriyas yamsuf. But the truth of the matter is that, as we know from life, that there's a yesh v'yesh. Some people, seem to meet others in a very straightforward fashion, and they go out once or twice, they meet the first girl, the second, or vice versa, it's the right thing. And for others, it's a multi-year process with a lot of ups and downs and angst and, sometimes it does feel a little bit like Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to be sensitive to that. One thing that I'll point out is I don't think this is a very arbitrarily chosen example. It wasn't just like Kriyas Yamsuf was, a great name, so they picked it. But remember, Kriyas Yamsuf is a very particular choreography. So this is just something I like to say. Remember what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf is you took something that was organically one, separated it, and then brought it back together again, right? So when you think about Zivugin, right, you have this idea, especially in light of the Gemara Neirvin, which talks about, Achor Vakedem Tartani, that, Adam and Chava, right, they really came from the same place. Then they were separated, Achas Mitzalosa, Vayizkor Basar Tachtena, and then Vayiviyel Adam. It actually matches exactly that process, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he arranged the first Zivug, right, he brought Chava back to Adam. So that was a little bit simpler. After all, there was one of each in the world. So it was, the numbers sort of dictated that this would be a good idea. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also didn't take any chances. It said he really dolled Chava up, so a little bit of an added advantage. The point is that, the choreography is very, very much the same. Okay, so I think we should appreciate and be sensitive. And if you don't mind me getting on my soapbox for just 10 seconds, and then we'll get back to the daf. The Baron Soloveitchik used to like to say, the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph tells us that one of the questions that we're asked, and we get to the Bezdin Shalmala, is Asakta Bepiri of Rivya, that we do our best in terms of family life. It's a complicated thing. A lot of people try, and, so on one level it means that we try to build family. And Chazdei Hashem, if we're able to, let's not forget that. The other piece is that Reb Aaron Soloveitchik said, it doesn't say Kiyamta, only your personal Kiyam, it says Asakta, do you try to help other people? So we should try to help other people. And again, I am no professional shadchan, But you meet somebody and it looks like they could use companionship or are looking to start a family. We should all try. And it's a sensitivity, again, with an appropriate balance. Doesn't mean that you meet somebody. Sometimes you feel this way. Somebody meets somebody single and they're of no interest to that other person other than for purposes of setting them up, that's certainly not appropriate. But at the same time, to keep people in mind is a very important thing. My grandmother, Zichrona Levracha, used to have, this is well back in the day before online dating, we're talking about the 50s, she used to have lists. She would keep lists of her single friends and try to make shidduchim. I don't know if she ever succeeded, but she would like to tell me that. Okay, so Reb Elazar Omer Mekani Lo Al Pi Shnayim, you need 2 8. Ad Kan Lo Pligi Lo Bikino V'Stira V'Botom Beit Echad Mehemen. Amazingly, Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua agree that as far as the process of actually establishing that she had an illicit relationship, and therefore we're not going to make her go through the soda protocols because the marriage is terminated, you only need one witness. And the Rambam accepts this lahalacha because you already had two witnesses on the kinoi, possibly two witnesses, as we'll see, on the stira itself. And he says you could even use people who would normally be psulei edos. That's acceptable as well. Okay, so tanami ad eid echad omer ani ra'isi shenitme slohaisa shosa midaraisa. Okay, so she's not going to have the mei sota. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know about the naimanos of Eid Echad. So now the Mehemet Eid Echad, Tanu Rabbanan Ve'Eid Ein Ba. Okay, this is the context of the Apostle in Parashas Naso. B'Shnayim B'Kas Of Eidu Medaber O Eidu Allah Filo Be'Echad Tamad Lomar Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. My Rabbi Luchtenstein Zatzal, so always talk about the idea of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin based on this Pasuk, that you can't have Eid Echad testify against a person, but B'Yisurin, right, in terms of Isur V'Hater, to establish ritual reality, maybe there, Eid Echad, is Ne'eman min HaTorah. The whole discussion about what the source letter is, and Machlokes Rashi Tosos. In any event, since we're in the middle of the sentence as far as the Gemara is concerned, Beis Amid Beis Taf line. Sim Mashva Shenamar Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish. Eni Odeh Shu Echad Ma Tam Olamber Echad. Why does the Torah go out of its way to say Echad Zebanav Kol Makom Shenamar Eid? So we should always assume two until the Torah tells us one. Okay, so the Torah is telling us only one witness to establish Tamav. Hilo nispasa. She wasn't coerced. So Asura. So time of Dechsev lo Yaakov me'erachad b'ish. Halova chi hava mina aed desota chadu. One witness. V'yafilu chad laka. And if there's not even one, so then we don't have grounds. So Ela b'mai mitzera. So then what's the grounds for the Isser? So Isser chzata kadak lamina. Einin ba, ein neman ba, ve'ela mai boy aid di'ika trei. Right? We should require two. Gemara says, l'shto kramina, just don't say anything at all. Right? And we'll normally assume that it requires two witnesses. De'asya davar mimamu. And I'll just compare it, right, to, mammon itself. And here, I have to know that it's not random that we would compare it to mammon, but it would be compared to mammon in a very straightforward way. Because what's the impact of a woman being declared, you know, unfaithful to her husband? Very simple. She's not going to be able to collect her ksuva. So there is a financial implication, okay? It's a very significant financial implication on her as well, that she forfeited her ksuva. So I would have just naturally understood that. So the Gemara now comes clean. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Okay, because the process was started with a very heavy dose of Eidos. So in terms of kinoi and stira, okay, machokas rablas rab Yeshua, how many is stira going to require? But everybody agrees the process started with two witnesses. So l'samin ba'edachad, and therefore for the end stages, you only need one witness. And again, that will be normative. But Matzah Samar's Amar to Ein Naman ba Visharia, v'hamidachsev, hino l'nispasa, michal de asura. Clearly, she's going to be rendered asura if she was a willing participant. Itzrech sakadei techamina, Ein Naman ba adika trei, uvetrei nami, delo nispasa, kamash malan, that we are not going to require the full two edim in this scenario because we already have two as we launch the process. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mekani la pishnayim, my time to Rabbi Yeshua, Merkra, ba. Torah says ba twice, velo bikinoi, ba velo bistira. So if you have one witness, ba, betuma, meaning that she actually had this illicit relationship, but we need two witnesses for kinoi and two witnesses for stira. Blazer Omer, ba velo bikinoi, there to start the process, you need two witnesses. Veima ba velo bistira. So maybe I'll also say that ba applies to the stira, meaning that you have one witness against her that she had illicit relations, but that she went into seclusion, you still need two witnesses. So Rabbi Lazar will respond, stira iskish latama, dechsev vinistira vihidit ma. Okay, you have a comparison between stira and tuma that will establish the need for one witness in both. The Gemara responds, kinoi nami iskish latama, dechsev vikines ishto vihidit ma. The Torah actually uses the language of tuma in three places. Echad the Baal, Echad the Boel, and Echad the Truma, as we noted at the outset. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ha miyad rachmana ba, umara yisim istabra stira adifa shekino sarta ketuma. Maybe we'll compare tuma to the process of stira itself, the second stage, because that's what generates the iser. Adarav, akino yadav shekin ikar garima. That started the process altogether. So ilav stira, the Gemara responds, but if it wasn't for stira, if it wasn't for seclusion, kinoi mi ika, right? So vi ilav kinoi, the Gemara responds, but if it wasn't for the kina, which started the process, stira mai ihani, the stira would have been meaningless. So afilu hachi stira difa de aschalta de tomahi, we'll still say that stira really is considered adif, right? That has a sort of priority to compare to tuma. In that way, that it's the beginning of the process of tuma, because the ma'isa bia itself took place in seclusion. Masisa de loki aitan de tani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar hamekane de ishta mekane al pi eda achado al pi atzmo. You don't even need two witnesses for that. Umashkala al pi shnayim, and then you need two witnesses at that stage of the process. Fakir, the exact opposite of what we were used to. Say shivu chachamim ledivrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim said that this whole thing is backwards. Because you could have somebody that gets upset at his wife and he doesn't even need a single witness. And so all of a sudden he starts warning her about this, that, and the other thing. Like if you, during the introductory shiur, Elliot was very concerned about this prospect. He said, you're going to have a guy who's, you know, got an anger management problem. And every Monday and Thursday, Yeder Mantek Undonushtek, he's established. His wife is the beginning of the Sota process. So, in the Davar Sof, where we're not going to be able to, you know, abide that kind of scenario, you know, they'd be very, very skeptical of that kind of approach. So, my time to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Makra, ba, twice, velo bistira, okay, ve'ema ba, velo bikinoi, so kinoi yis kishatum, badachsi, bikinei yis ishto, vihinitma. As we said before, it's all in the eyes of the beholder what should be compared to tumah. That's just to establish that there need to be a seclusion sufficient amount of time to have a ma'isa bia. In any event, So my news is in the Lokani. Maybe, you know, it wasn't even a situation where it happened. But Amar, since he could do it without even a single witness, Al Piatzmo, right, Kinoi, then he'll claim to have done it. So the Gemara responds, Ala Mishnah Seinu, Yeshul Davrsov, Zimnin Delo Istater, V'Amar Istater. Right, so again, for us, you know, in terms of the, you know, the process, you know, let's say Rabbi Yeshua is the most robust. He'll require two witnesses in both cases. Rabbi Lazar will say that Stira will only require one witness, etc. So we have to be a little bit concerned about that, right? If you're concerned about the moral hazard. So what do you mean, after the Rabbi Yossi of Rabbi Yehuda? Vilomi baya the Mishnah Seinu adraba the Mishnah Seinu ikar there, at least the process has to start with two witnesses. You can't initiate the sota process without two witnesses on the kinoi that he gave her. Let's call it a warning for now. Hasam laka ikar, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, right, the process begins in private, so it's rife with abuse. Eli itmar hachi itmar v'yitzchur Yosef v'yochan divri Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. After Mishnah Seinu and Davar Sof, that he thought that our approach was really backwards, because when it comes to, you know, the critical part of the process, the actual, you know, declaration of Tuma, that's where, you know, we said there was a Raglaim Adavar already, that everything had built up, so we're not going to require two witnesses. So he was more concerned about that. So Amri Bichanina Misura Lolema Inish L'Itase Bismanazelot History. Be careful today, Bahadei Ploni. You shouldn't give her a kinoi. Dilma, kind of like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe there's an outside shot. We pass him like this Das Yachid, that it's not Al Piyadim. Dam Rekinoi Al Piyatzmo. Umistatra, then she'll go ahead and have Stira. So she'll be Begeder and Isha Sota at that point. Who needs to have the Me Sota? Veleka in the Me Sota, the Mivtaka, Vekasar Del Yilave, Yisura Dula Olam. Right, so you're going to get yourself into a big problem, because if you would paskin like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, which again is only a Das Yachid, but you have a very, very serious problem, because if he's Mekane Al Piatzmo, if he warns her, and then, you know, who knows what happens, but she could go and disregard him. So that's already an Isser Labal Olam, and there's no way to rectify that, because we don't have the Mesot today, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Kior, etc., etc. So nobody should be giving their wife this kind of a warning today in this kind of a formal way. He could certainly have a discussion with her. I think it'd be appropriate to have a discussion if there's a breakdown in trust, but nonetheless. Amrei Shlakish Malas from Kinoi, Davar Ametel Kina Bein Ola Bein Acherim. Other people don't understand their behavior, why she's avoiding her normal social patterns. Alma Kasavra Kinoi Al Piatzmo. Maybe really holds like Rabbi Yosi. Right, that can be done privately. V'chul Alma Yoyadi Dekanila. V'amri Mai Dekame Dekabadilu, Dekabadla, excuse me. V'asul Me Abed Kida Behada.
So it could be that Reish Lakish is supportive of Yossi Shita, because this woman, she was very gregarious, she was very extroverted, and all of a sudden she's not showing up anymore, and she's not talking anymore, and you know, her whole behavioral patterns have changed, so it creates a kinna, it creates a negativity between her and other people. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Maybe Rabbi Yossi has a little bit more traction than we would have had initially thought. Rabbi Yemer bar Reish Lakish Mishmei Dabaya Amar Davra Matal Kinna Beino Levena. It's something that creates a kina only between husband and Amo Kasavra Kinoi Apishnaim Eidim, right? Kinoi is a public matter. There are two witnesses there, so it's already formalized. Sadly, I mean, maybe this shouldn't be the case, but once it's done in front of witnesses, that creates, you know, a kind of a kol, it creates a, you know, a mashmua, that everybody knows that this is going on. You know, the iuhu, the asi, nobody else is going to be upset at her. They're going to be a whispering campaign. They'll say, oh, you know, this woman, you know, is an Isha Sota. She can no longer interact with us. But there's going to be, you know, tension in the marriage, which is a reasonable assumption. So just a few lines in Gimel Amalav. Amaka Savri de Asu Lakanos, right? Because it generates, you know, kinna between husband and wife. So Ma'u Lashon Kino. How does he understand that? Amar Nachman Yitzchak. Okay, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu was Mekane for Eretz Yisrael. He warned Eretz Yisrael that if they didn't clean up their act, they would be in a very serious problem. So, two main points for today. With your permission, I'm just going to start with the second one. But actually, you could call it the first one in a certain sense, because it did come up earlier in Amud Aleph as well, which is Mutter Asulakanus. So you have two perspectives here. One perspective is that Mutter, and maybe it's even a Chiyuv, as we saw in the introductory Shir, that he shouldn't just tolerate this kind of licentious behavior, provocative behavior. So that's one perspective. The other perspective is Asulakanus. Then there's a third perspective, which Tosus quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi. I'm just going to read it briefly with your permission. This is the Tosos on Beis and Beis. It says, based on the Yerushalmi, Lo yikana la mitoch schok, ve lo mitoch chalas rosh, lo mitoch geos. A person shouldn't issue a kinnah to his wife in a frivolous manner, lacking seriousness, and not out of gaiva lemitoch dvar shel ema. So there should be a sense of real trepidation. And so if we're going to get this process started, you better understand how serious this process is. So that's again a point number one. Point number two for the day, which also is very significant, since we see this as a continuum, kinoi, that process of awarding, which this side of Rabbi Yossi, at least in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua says, to start the process, you need two edim, because we don't want this moral hazard of Rabbi Yossi. Then the next stage is in debate, but again, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, except that there should be two witnesses that saw that she went into seclusion with this guy she was warned about for a halachically significant amount of time, sufficient for them to be intimate. And then the question is, what happens in that point? Let's say, at that point, she'd be obligated to have the sota waters, but you might be able to terminate the marriage because there's now raglayim ledavar, that's probable cause to believe that where there's smoke, there's fire. So only one witness would be required from this point on, even though in general, l'chol haTorah kulo, we require two witnesses. But at this point, there's such a strong supposition that she wasn't going into seclusion with him to talk about taxes. So especially in this context, so there is going to be, a singular witness, an aid tum'ah, to establish that, and that is an exception, but it's important because the fundamental point here is it establishes a continuum, right? That's the tchilas, hadavar, that's the very beginning of this process. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up there tomorrow. So nice to be able to begin a new masachta together. And remember, kasha zivugin kriyas yamsuf, so we can all do, our part. Thank you.